Live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
Speaking in tongues now, clicking, that's right. CJSF 90.1 FM. I was about to say something incorrect. Yes, CJSF, located on Burnaby Mountain. As always, we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. You may also be listening to this show on CKXU 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative, located, as always, on Blackfoot territory, Treaty 7 land. Okay. Song you just heard was Shoulder Blades by Gila Band. It's off of a live album, their only live album, as far as I know, called Live at Vicar Street. Yeah, the song Shoulder Blades, and it's that live album is so important to me, because I'd never heard, I'm not going to say I hadn't heard a band like that before. Like, I was familiar with noise music and noise rock and everything around that, but that band takes such a, I'm going to use the word, like, dance music, like a crazy, like, four on the floor vibe to their noise sound that I just gravitate to so strongly, being a huge fan of electronic music. And yeah, to like have those guys be like this purveyor of like noise dance, noise punk, dance punk, whatever. It's just really cool. And I really am hoping for new music from them, because their last album, which was called, oh man, that's such a bad blank. I thought I had that like right off the dome. Most Normal. I thought it was called Post Ryan, but the last song of the album is called Post Ryan. I digress. Just a really great album and a really great band. So, again, check out Gila Band. And yeah, what do I got lined up for you guys? I have 9 more songs tonight, which, if you've listened to the last few weeks of programming, of this show's programming, you would know that that's a low number. I've played many songs. I think I've gotten pretty close to 30 songs between the last 2 weeks of shows, which is really exciting, but it's pretty stressful to find all that music and stuff before a show. So I found a lot longer songs this week, very much like in the show's vibe, but I've kind of taken like all of the vibes I've played on this show so far and put it into one show. So later you're gonna get some like really techie metal, some really gnarly noise rock, a little bit of like hardcore, mathcore in there too, stuff like that. So yeah, it's gonna be really good. Really excited for the show, really excited to share this music with you guys. Sorry if I'm a little low energy, it's been a bit of a week, but yeah, here we are, man, living the dream here on Campus Radio. And yeah, I think I should just get into this next song, because I'm going to have a whole lot more to say after all these songs play. So we got a really good 6-song run here, with the first song being The Audience by The Chariot, which, if you know The Chariot, you know this is going to go super hard. So keep it locked. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and let's enjoy some music here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Let's go!
CJSF. Pardon me, nothing like starting your show or starting your talk break on a voice crack. Yeah, 90.1 FM, or you're listening on CKXU 88.3 FM. There you go. I played a bunch of songs there for you guys. Called an audible in the middle of my show, which is my favorite thing to do. So, reverse chronological order. The song you most recently heard was Hyperventilation System by Daughters, off of their album Hell Songs. We're going to put a pin in that, come back to that song later. Song before that, two songs before that, because same album. Same album. Let's talk clearly here. So it was Suffer and Sentenced by Abrupt Decay. It's off of their album I Was Never Here. Just a lot of love for that album. Been listening to that album lots recently because... Well, we'll get into that in a second. Song before that, Psalm 137:9 by Place of Refuge, off of the winter promo they came out with a few years ago. Insane band, a band I've been, you know, patiently waiting on more music to come from or something, but they're a super group of some other bands in Vancouver, so when you're a super group, you don't necessarily go on the super group schedule, you know what I mean? Because the schedule would be an absolute nightmare, because you'd be coordinating so many different things with so many different people. Please excuse me. Song before that, Good Neighbor by the Dillinger Escape Plans, off the album Option Paralysis. Now, I know I played Farewell Mona Lisa last week, because that song's also really good, and it's on the same album, and it's the same band, but that song has probably been my most recent, or most listened to song this past week. It is so heavy. I love it so much. The... like build up to the ending is just insane, and the drum fills just get me going. So big fan of that song, even if that album isn't always thought of as like top Dillinger albums, you know what I mean? Some really good parts on there if you ignore some like slightly compressed compression. So anyways, a song that kicked it off was The Audience by The Chariot off of the album Long Live. Chariot's really cool. They have a really cool video of them playing live on top of some dude's roof, which I think is really rad. Please excuse me, my voice is not cooperating right now. Probably because I haven't been doing a whole lot, which has been the story of my life this past week. I haven't done much of anything. Just, you know, living the student dream, I guess, which is barely do the readings, show up to class, not totally pay attention, and then dip out. but I mean, things at the station have been going really well, and, you know, just because life isn't throwing a lot at you doesn't necessarily mean that's a bad thing. I just have to learn to live in the melancholy a little bit, I guess. Which is interesting when you're listening to music like this, because the last thing I usually think of is, like, melancholy. Stuff is pretty intense, pretty crazy, you know, that's the balance I have found. Very calm personal life, and then super mega intense music to listen to. Please excuse me. My goodness. I know I'm running out of time here to talk a little bit, but I just wanted to bring up, I go on poetryfoundation.org a lot because it's a really awesome website that just has poems on top of poems, and I've been told I can't read them on air, which is super lame because I'd love to read you guys a poem every now and then. But there's a really good one. Where'd it go? Here we go. It was Poem of the Day a few days ago, and I really liked it. It's called Going Home by Miles C. Poydras. Check it out. It's really good. I'd read it for you right now because it's not very long, but I can't. So, too bad. Okay, I got three songs left here. Which is crazy, right? Because I got half a show left, but they're really long. I think I'm going to do a talking break after this next one. I'm going to have to, I think, just because otherwise that's not very cool. But I'm going to play you guys a show promo, and then the next song you're going to hear is Dead Cowboy by Lightning Bolt, which is just a heater. So enjoy the promo I decide to play for you guys, and we'll check back in like 10 minutes. Sound good? Okay, good.
Every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.